Good morning. It's the Morning Drive with Rich Anderson.
Hey, friends, good morning, and thanks again for tuning into the Morning Drive. I'm Rich Anderson, as always. Blessed to be with you. Always blessed, too, to have some great interviews for you and bringing you great authors. And today is no exception. I want to welcome to the Morning Drive for the first time Dr. Craig Beal. He has written a book called God the Reason: How Infinite Excellence Gives Unbreakable Faith. Please welcome Dr. Beal to the morning show. Good morning, Dr. Beal. How are you today?
I am doing great. Thank you, Rich.
Well, we thank you so much for being with us and joining us today. I always love interviews and books about God, of course, as believers. We can always use great encouragement, great resource tools in our walk with God and our study. And tell me about your book, God the Reason, and talk about the very purpose and the meaning behind this book.
Well, the meaning is manifold. We wanted to write a defense of the faith that was done in a way that was non-technical, without the jargon. And we wanted to do it in a way that it was built on the infinite excellence of God and that it was accessible to the person in the pew. And it's amazing when you see the infinite excellence of God's perfections and how knowledge, truth, authority, existence itself being utterly impossible and absurd apart from starting with God as the creator and sustainer of all things. So we wanted to make that clear in the book, and we wanted it to be devotional as well as apologetic, as well as theological, so that people would be built up in their faith and their joy and their trust in Christ and Scripture, in addition to seeing how absurd unbelief really is and how easy it is to see that unbelief is absurd.
Well, I'll tell you, we live in absurd times, so I think this would be perfect for times like this. And so, let me ask you a question. So in your approach to doing this, because I agree, I think one of the biggest problems that many quote-unquote Christians have is explaining their faith. I mean, just explaining who we are, why we're here, what we believe, why we believe it. And as you said, starting back at the beginning, at the basics about God as creator, what do you find as some of the fallacies that oftentimes even believers might fall into in their debates and discussions with people who don't believe?
Oh, there's quite a few, but probably one of the most egregious that's going around today and that Christians have fallen prey to is that unbelievers or atheists or agnostics operate according to reason and science, whereas believers operate according to what they'll call faith. What they mean by that is blind faith, it's something that's unsupportable and unscientific. And the actual opposite is true. Whereas unbelief is rooted in faith in the personal opinion and limited perspective of somebody who doesn't know what's in their neighbor's garage without looking in, and they're explaining the ultimate issues of a transcendent reality and a transcendent God. It's just absolutely absurd that they can even make comments about that God apart from God having revealed himself to them. And everybody uses reason, but people use reason according to their relationship to their creator. So if they're antagonistic to their creator, if they're unbelievers, they love darkness, they hate the light, they'll use their reason to suppress the truth and unrighteousness, as it tells us in Romans 1:18. Believers, on the other hand, use reason as well, but they use reason consistent with how God intended it to be used, how God gave them to use it, to support, to organize what he's given to us to know, to understand him and his universe, to do science. Science, by the way, would be impossible apart from God ordering and sustaining all things. So the idea that unbelievers use reason and we don't, and unbelievers are scientific and we are not, is absolutely absurd. And it's quite a benefit to believers when they understand that indeed everything in the universe supports their worldview. So that's probably one of the bigger ones, I think.
Hey, friends, we're talking with Dr. Craig Beal, and the book is called God the Reason and how Infinite Excellence Gives Us Unbreakable Faith. And you can get more information and details by going to Dr. Beal's website. And the website, of course, is called pilgrimsrock.com. That's pilgrimsrock.com. rock.com for more information and details. And, of course, if you want to get the book, and the book is available everywhere. And so, Dr. Beal, I realize, too, that this book has come out of a course that you developed and taught for over 15 years all around churches, colleges, and seminaries. And so, in putting the book together, you know, what was that like for you? I mean, that's 15 years of teaching and putting it all together in this book. How did that come together for you?
Well, it wasn't a very difficult process because it was based on the notes. So I just took the notes, added illustrations, simplified it all, got rid of the jargon, and brought in real-life situations such as Corrie Ten Boom and others, discussions that I've had over the years, to make it as clear and as easily understandable as possible. So it was a delight to be able to do that and to put it all in one place and have it all done sort of systematically in an organized fashion so that I could just hand somebody the book and they could have access to the principles that I have found so helpful in my own Christian walk and that hopefully my students have found helpful as well.
Well, you know, in looking at the chapters, too, everything, of course, every chapter is addressing God and an aspect of God that where I think a lot of what you're talking about, especially people sharing their faith and understanding their faith more for themselves. For instance, you know, you started off, of course, dealing with God in the beginning. God is eternal. A chapter, God needs nothing. God cannot be known unless he reveals himself. And people get into other aspects. God doesn't change. Important things. God is undivided. I mean, these are common topics, obviously, that some people deal with regularly, and so in putting it together, you've done this to help a person, one, solidify what their own faith should say. How do you go about explaining how they share this with others? I think so many people are intimidated in sharing their faith when they say, "Hey, I'm not really a Bible scholar, so to speak." And how do you address that with people?
Well, people don't have to be a Bible scholar. They need to just share the obvious truth that God is the creator and sustainer of all things. It's declared in the sky, in the food on our table, in our conscience, everywhere. And I think when believers understand that the unbeliever deep down in their heart knows this is true, that it takes away the intimidation of the believer that we have to somehow give the unbeliever a course in philosophy and apologetics before they can accept the Bible as true. The scriptures include the best evidence in and of themselves. The marks of divinity are on every page and every word. It's as different as a finger painting from a Rembrandt. It can be seen, it can be understood, and unbelievers understand this. They just don't like the implications of it. And so when believers understand that and understand that unbelievers are believing absurd things because they don't like the alternative, because they like their autonomy, they like to do what they want to do and don't want to submit to God's authority, we can come to them in love and hear and understand the fallacies of their arguments and not be intimidated, but just seek to love and honor God and to love them by telling them the truth. When people are prepared and understand that God has given Scripture for the child in kindergarten as well as the adult to understand and be able to share their faith, and that Christ is real, he's transcendent, he's infinitely excellent, we have something that is glorious to share in a universe, in a world that is so lost and chasing after foolish and worthless things that we shouldn't hesitate to be able to tell them, "Hey, he changed my life, he's infinitely excellent, he created all things, and deep down you really know better. And let me share with you what Scripture has to say." And the Word of God is powerful. It'll do its work. We just need to let him do his work.
Again, friends, we're talking with Dr. Craig Beal. The book is called God the Reason, How Infinite Excellence Gives Unbreakable Faith. And the book is available now everywhere. And again, you can go to his website at pilgrimsrock.com. That's pilgrimsrock.com. Also to get more information and details on Dr. Beal, his website, and again on the book. And, you know, the book is loaded with Scripture, which obviously it's so vitally important. So this would be a great teaching tool as well for an individual. To, you know, it's one thing to know what you believe, but then it's amazing that people don't know where to find it. how to express it, what does the Bible say about it, and you really put together a tremendous tool for believers to be able to really arm themselves, equip themselves with Scripture, so that they can really begin to express their faith and share the truth. You know, Paul reasoned, didn't he? He reasoned with those that were reasoning at Mars Hill. He brought truth to them, though, and was able to explain it and describe it and show who God is, as you're saying, in his infinite excellence, who God really is. And we're living in such a godless society. And have you noticed that so many quote-unquote Christians, believers, seem to be following so many fables and have strayed so far from the truth?
It's a shame, and it's so unnecessary, and it's so unhelpful. In fact, in Christian seminaries, quote-unquote Christian seminaries and Bible colleges, the professors are being intimidated by, by arguments that, oh, how silly, Noah and an ark and Jonah and a whale and these sorts of things. It's absurd that we should be intimidated at all. Our God is infinite. He can do anything. He spoke and made a universe. He upholds every quark, atom, and molecule in the universe every moment of every day. He can put Jonah in a whale for 3 days or 3 years or a lifetime if he so desired. It's nothing to God. So it seems the church is suffering from a low view of God's infinite excellence. And the more we see how infinitely great and excellent he is, the more the silly things of this world that seem to captivate us become worthless. They are worthless in an eternal sense, but we don't see them that way because we have such a low view of God. We don't spend time in his word. His word is awesome. It reveals his glory. But we'd rather walk around glued to our cell phone or into the TV or whatever else that distracts us. And these distractions have a high cost. You know, everything has an opportunity cost. So the good is the enemy of the best, it seems.
So what would you say to a culture, again, that seems to be rejecting all the things having to do with God? What would Christians do to grow deeper in their faith?
They need to put away the distractions. They need to take time before they get up and go into the world. They need to spend time with God and his word. They need to meditate upon his infinite excellence as he has chosen to reveal to us. You know, the world has been searching or quote-unquote searching for truth. They suppress the truth, but searching for answers to why they're here and where they're going and all of this. The God of the universe who owns it all has told us everything we need to know for life and godliness. He's given us everything we need to know, and it's right there in his word. And we ignore it. We turn on the TV, we go to the movies, and again, we're glued to the cell phone to be distracted beyond belief that we can't hold a coherent thought for more than 10 seconds as we're continually distracted. We're killing ourselves with these distractions. We need to put them away and make sure we have first things first, first priority, the God who owns us, created us, gives us all good things, the knowledge of whom is the heart and soul of our life, that gives us the joy and the meaning and the purpose, that we might be useful to others and be the catalyst and be that instrument that God uses to bring somebody else to an eternal, infinite bliss for all eternity because we walked close with God. What an opportunity. What a blessing. What a great meaning and purpose in this life. And we give it up for trivial trinkets and distractions. It's a shame.
You're absolutely right. And there's no shortage of distractions in this age for us. And as believers, it's a shame that people think, well, you know, I'll just get saved. I'll just, you know, I'll accept Christ. I'll recognize the gift of eternal life. And then I'll take it from here, Lord, kind of an attitude. And often leaves people also, again, without answers to questions, not only from the world around us and unbelievers, but, you know, answers to questions that the so-called believer ends up coming up with themselves because they don't know the God who created them, as you're saying here. And again, friends, we're talking with Dr. Craig Beal. The book is called God the Reason, How Infinite Excellence Gives Unbreakable Faith. The book is available now. This is a great, great opportunity for you to get a book that can really break down the Word of God for you, can begin to reveal to you the infinite excellence that is our God, our Father, our Creator, and be able to give you opportunities not only to grow yourself, but be able to help lead others by giving answers. And the book is available everywhere now. And you can also go to the website at Pilgrim's Rock, one word, pilgrimsrock.com. And Dr. Beal, we appreciate the time, but before we let you go, and speaking of God and Creator, talk about your family. What's your life like and your home life like?
Well, our home is delightful. I have a marvelous wife, Angelica. We're here in Pennsylvania. And we enjoy ministry in a church. We enjoy ministry in a convalescent rehabilitation hospital weekly, and enjoy the fact that God has chosen to see fit to save us from ourselves and give us point and meaning in this life, and to share that with others. So our family is pretty much geared that way. That's why we're here, and time is short, and we want to make the best use of it while we can.
Well, you're absolutely right. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, and for your book. We wish you much success and blessings from the Lord as you continue to minister God's word and God's truth to people, and helping to give them a greater insight as to who God is in their life and what God wants to do with them. And again, friend, the book is called God the Reason, How Infinite Excellence Gives Unbreakable Faith by Dr. Craig Beal. And you can go to pilgrimsrock.com for more information, details, and get the book wherever books are sold. Dr. Beal, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
You are welcome, and may God richly bless your program, your family, and all that you do, Rich.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you. God bless you.